True Believers, and welcome to the 57th installment, 57B, more on this later, installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the only one, also known as Craig, with me, as always, Chaos72, SneakyBeat15, I had jokes here earlier, better known as Ray and Ian, founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. Hi, guys!
Hi!
Hey.
All right, we are slightly defeated because Microsoft has decided to beat me over a stick with a stick.
There you go.
Yeah, now I'm tired. So, long story longer, as Ian likes to say, Microsoft gave me an option on my screen of, while we were recording, rebooting now or close and reboot at a time later. And I'm like, well, I'll choose close since I don't want to reboot now. Yeah, apparently close also meant that it was not going to cancel at the time it told me it was going to reboot anyway. So in the middle of our show, actually in the last 2 minutes of our show, my whole machine rebooted and we lost everything. So here we are doing it again. Oh boy. Hey. Good news, though. We have a special interview this week with the lead designer of Marvel Puzzle Quest, Dave Guskin.
Did you hear that? Lead designer. We're moving up in the world.
Woo-hoo. So we'll talk to him in a short time. We are covering the week of 9/21 through 9/28. Wiki of the Events, sponsored by Paper Fedoras, Vapor Pipe Emporium. Who needs that expensive vaporing when you can smoke your liquid with a pipe? Feel that need to be even more pretentious than your average vapor enthusiast? Come on down to Paper Fedora's Vapor Pipe Emporium. That's getting hard to say. This week's feature, buy a paper hat, get some free tinfoil to line it in and keep out the NSA. The Vapor Pipe Emporium. Your Deadpool dailies. Wednesday, today, Yellow Battery Man. Thursday, Black Iron Fist. Friday, Blue Ragnarok. Saturday, Green Kamala Khan. Sunday, Green Quicksilver. Monday, Blue Switch. Tuesday, Yellow Vision. And Wednesday is Yellow Black Panther. Your 5-day, 4-star crash. Of the Titans. 9/19 was Spider-Gwen. Me and my two levels of heal, I'll heal everyone else. I had no chance. How fare thee?
I lost.
Ray, maybe you can edit in some of your and Ian's earlier stuff into this recording.
It's only been a couple minutes. I promise I will recover before we get into the next segment.
That's okay. Actually, for this part, why don't we do that? Ian lost.
I did, but I gave it 4 or 5 attempts. It always does this, and I'm just a sucker. I try it once, and I do pretty good, like better than I should. And then I'm like, I better give it a try again. So I pump some ISO into her, take her from level 70 to a whopping level 94, put some boosts in there, and give it another go. And same results. Ran out of boosts. Quit. No love.
I had a slightly different experience. It started out very similar, but as it turns out, I have 0-3-4 in covers for her.
Sure.
So no, I don't stun. Even know what that first power is.
It's Teenage Kicks. It stuns your opponent and puts some web tiles out.
Right. And the 4 is useless because it heals your teammates.
Oh, I thought that was Cherry Bomb that you had the 4 of.
No, I've got 3 levels of Cherry Bomb. So I played it, and I did reasonably well. So I realized that to get her up to level 168 was going to be like 28,000 ISO, which that's really not that much. So I did it and yeah, pulled it off. It took me like 5 tries after leveling her up, but yeah.
Woo!
It was all about keeping the purple away. Keep the yeah. Purple away, deny purple and red, and then smack him as much as possible. How'd you do, Craig?
I already said.
Oh, did you? I know you did.
We can't even hear you talk. We're so depressed. It's just like white noise.
I say, me and my 2 levels of heal my teammates didn't do nothing. Man, coming up on 9/24 will be the return of X-23.
Didn't we just have an X-23?
Not too long ago, yeah.
Okay.
More on why it's X-23 later. In your story events, Heart of Darkness is running right now. For your clearance level 7 folks, 8,000 gets you a red cage, 15,000 red cage, 25,000 red Hulkbuster, 45,000 for that final 15 CP, top 10 folks get the Fantastic, 11 through 50 get Squirrel Girl, and 51 through 100 get the brand new Elite Tokens.
I was pumped about this. I am getting very close to the Red Hulkbuster. Hopefully, when this show wraps up, I'll go grab that. And Hulkbuster happens to be the only 4-star that I have, nearing completion. I have him at 10 covers. So this will push him to 11 covers and get me closer and closer to my first champion 4-star. Plus, I've got a ton of Heart of Darkness tokens to open. So maybe if I get extra lucky, I can snag that blue Hulkbuster out of the vault.
Nice. Yeah, and the one that you're getting from the progression reward is a red, which is
correct.
The power to have.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like 1,500 away, but I plan on getting the CP. I'm from the Hulkbuster.
Oh, right.
Coming up next is Meet Rocket and Groot, which will be a quick event in kind of a test. More on that later. 23,500 Purple Squirrel Girl, 45,000 for the CP. Top 100 get the brand shiny new Sweet Christmas Luke Cage. And 101 through 200 get his partner in crime, or partner in combating crime, whichever. Iron Fist. PvP land. You got Divine Champions ran. 800 was Green Storm. 1,000 Purple Teen Gene. 1,300 for the CP. Top spot, Kate Bishop. And 2 through 100 were Colossi. Balance of Power. The oh-so-dreaded Balance of Power is running now.
I actually enjoyed that event last time, so I'll probably give it a whirl again.
800 for Yellow Colossus, 1,000 Blue Kate Bishop, 1,300 for the CP, top spot is Kingpin, and 2 through 100 are even more options of Iron Fist. Okay, lots of stuff. Are you ready?
Yeah, lots of hot topics. Hopefully our special guest will be able to shed some light on all of them.
All the things.
All the
even
things.
More news than last week.
Or than an hour ago. I don't know. Season 32.
Stop bringing it up.
Season 32, they're going to be trying a bunch of new things, and it's going to be a very short season. It will be 10 days long, running from 9:22 at 8 p.m. Eastern to 10:03 at 3 a.m. Eastern. This is to accommodate the big yearly anniversary season, which will be coming up next. Fist Bump's going to be the first thing coming in Season 32, and it will be the first PvP to have Clarence. Clarence. Clearance levels.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger.
Shield Simulator, and the season itself will feature clearance levels. It will also be the start of the rebalancing initiative. Man. So after the patch on Thursday, Cho and Silver Surfer will be getting some updates. Hopefully more on that shortly when we talk to Dave. And changing of what some call cupcakes. Your defensive teams will change. We will try to cover that more later as well. So that's the highlights. It's a mini season, clearance levels, character changes, defensive changes, and rewards points have been lowered due to the shortened time. 850 is now 825 and gives you a little bit more. 900 is now 850. 950 is now 820, was removed because its stuff got moved to the 825. 1,000 was now 900 and 1,300 points is now 1,200. So that's what you got going on in the short season coming up now. Those changes in Rocket and Groot will not have clearance levels. Future events, future runs of it will, but just not this one. So they're trying to do a test. Your 3-star progression rewards will take approximately just 2 clears of each mission, and the top progression reward will only take approximately 4 clears of each mission. So this is the test out. They're going to tweak some, some more people get those max progressions. I know this is something that phased Ray in the last event here.
Yes. For sure. Me as well.
Exactly.
But I'm excited to see how the new mechanic works to relieve that stress.
It's like a nice, soothing, gentle massage.
I think so.
Character rebalancing. This is starting with Cho and the Silver Surfer. So let's go what's happening here. Silver Surfer, decreasing the cost of his expensive powers, added the ability to choose a color for charge tiles created in Perfect Being, increased the damage numbers for Cosmic Beam, and added massive damage upon single Silver Singularity's completion. Is that what it's called? Silver Singularity? I guess it is.
Silver Singularity, yep.
Yeah. All right. So Perfect Being, now at max level, restores 13,675 health, and converts 4 random basic tiles of a chosen color into charge tiles. So if you properly pick that and can make a match with it, give yourself a fair amount of AP right back.
And previously it was just blue tiles, correct? Or was it?
I think they were random tiles, weren't they?
Oh, was it? Okay. I don't know.
I was going to say, I also don't know. I don't have the wiki in front of me, and I only have one level of Silver Singularity.
Well, this is Perfect Being.
Right. That's why I don't know.
I gotcha. His red power Cosmic Beam cost is now at 7. At max level, that's dealing 9,513 damage to target and also creating 3 charge tiles. I'm assuming these ones are random. It does not say otherwise.
Right.
And then Silver Singularity for 12 black, creating your 3-turn black hole, consuming 5 random tiles adjacent to it every turn, dealing damage and generating AP. However, now when it reaches 0, it's going to collapse. dealing 8,245 damage. So that's nice. Some good changes on the Surfer there.
Yeah. Yeah, thank goodness. He deserved it.
Yeah, and since Ian and I both seem to only have the Singularity, at least
right,
it'll
be, nice that it'll do something now.
Yeah, now that it can do some damage, it makes it a lot more usable because you really can't get rid of it. So it's kind of a guaranteed 8,000 damage 3 turns from now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good job.
So I'm liking that. In the land
There
of,
you go, Mr. Rad.
In the land of Cho, they've added increased damage with backup tile destruction to Mastermind Accelo. See the Math of It is now a passive, and Hot Dog Healing has removed the drawbacks and creates charge tiles rather than converting tiles. So what you got in Mastermind Accelo at level 5 now is 5,118 damage, still blowing up a 3x3 block. However, if the team has at least 12 blue AP, add another 3,972 damage. Otherwise, destroy 7 random basic tiles that do not deal damage or generate AP. So if you need some board shake, don't do it with 12 blue. Give up the damage to get the board movement.
I find it interesting that they moved the blue requirement over to Mastermind Accelo, but it's not really a requirement anymore.
Yeah, it's just addition. A bonus.
Yeah.
So that's nice. See the Math of It is now your blue passive. At the start of your turn, if one does not already exist, convert a blue basic tile to a 3-turn blue countdown tile that deals 1,839 damage and converts 4 random basic tiles to green. So it does some damage, makes some green, kind of a mini version of Switch's purple. Not purple, her
blue.
Her blue. Man, colors have left me.
Does some damage, makes some green, sailing around the world.
That's right. Hot Dog Healing for 7 black. Heals Hulk for 9... That doesn't even make sense what it says on my
920th.
Screen. Yeah, it says 920th. I don't know what that means, 920th. Let's go with 920, which is not a lot. And convert 6 blue or green basic tiles to charge tiles.
I have no idea, but is this true healing or is this temp healing?
I believe Hulk has true healing.
That makes it better.
Yeah. Way better.
Yeah, it,
in my
it
opinion.
Doesn't say burst of healing, so that should be Hulk should have real healing.
Okay.
Yeah, in that case, I don't mind that it does so little.
Yeah, I think that's probably why it does so little. Now that I think
makes,
about it,
makes yes, it makes it does it's that makes it that much more valuable.
You don't need a required number of blue tiles or lack of blue tiles on the board. He just heals and converts blue or green tiles to charge tiles.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
So I'm really curious what Cho is going to look like. I have him at 502, and now I'm actually interested on what that 5 green is going to do for me.
Craig just told you.
Well, yeah, but I mean how it's going to play out.
Okay.
But Silver Surfer? Oh, that looks really
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, he's definitely a competitive 5-star now.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to play him now. Of course, 102, so I still don't have any Cosmic Beam.
Oh, see, I still have him at 001. But I'm still excited.
All right. For the rest of the rebalance plan, Hi-Fi put this up on the forums. Dave may have some more info on this. So what they're saying is at the close of each Versus season, they're going to start releasing more updates to existing characters. Not necessarily that they will always happen or what's going to happen, but they're going to keep examining characters for ones that need some balance tweaking. So that's nice to know that they're still going to look out for characters that might need a few changes and keep those coming to us.
True story.
Yep.
What else we got? Crash of the Titans. So starting with 920, they've reorganized things into a quote-unquote randomized or not randomized in any way, shape, or form patterned list of who's coming up.
Well, they call it a random pattern that is completely not random.
They also made a few missions easier. The ones made easier are Bubbles, Teen Gene, Falcon America, Star-Lord, X-Force Wolverine, Black Fantastic, X-23, and Spider-Gwen. He said, seems weird to me that Bubbles is made easier when you generally just win by going invisible in that one.
Yeah, that was one that I didn't think you could lose. I mean, he can punch through some of your invisibility with his Quicksilver dash power, but whatever.
Yeah, that one seems strange to me.
Yep.
But so now the order is strangely in alphabetical order by description, not by name. So the first is X-23, who is all new Wolverine. And lastly is Wolverine himself, who is just X-Force. That's the order.
Well, maybe because she has a number in her name, number goes first, and then it's A, B, C, D down to X.
No, it's by description.
Or W. Oh, is it?
So all new Wolverine is first, followed up by Iceman, who's an all new X-Men, followed up by Jean Grey, who's an all new X-Men. Bucky Barnes is next, even though he's Winter Soldier.
Right.
Then Captain America, because it's Falcon. Wacky. Falcon, then Peggy.
Right.
Then Charles.
Okay.
Then classic for Cyclops, the Thing, and Bubbles.
Right.
Why is the Thing before Bubbles? I don't know.
I don't know.
Because he's better.
Sure. Then it goes to Cletus, and then Daisy, and then the Destroyer, Director of S.H.I.E.L.D., Eddie Brock, and so on and so on and so on.
Right.
It's very bizarre. There are two special cases. Let's see. His new characters released. The character will be added to the list according to this pattern. Two special cases where this is not true. One, the character is being added to the order before players have enough time to develop the character. So if a new character just comes out, it's not going to be, you know, within the next couple of weeks.
Right.
They're going to give you some time to get that. And special events like Devil Dino's anniversary events and Duck Season for Howard will not play into this pattern.
Gotcha.
So that's those changes there. Now for Christmas. Sweet, sweet Christmas. The new Luke Cage has arrived. There's a write-up from him over on Marvel.com, but we can fly through the powers here real quick. Yellow, 8 yellow, hero for hire. Fortify up to one friendly special tile, then deal 472 damage for each fortified friendly special tile on the board. If Iron Fist is an active ally, create a strength 43 protect tile first. So he's going to, you know, save a tile, do some damage, and then make a tile, as long as you've got Fist hanging out as well. Level 2, more damage, and the protect tile goes up to 56. At level 3, it now fortifies two special tiles. Level 4, more damage, more protect. Level 5, 1,055 damage for each of those friendly special tiles. And Iron Fist creating a 171 protectile. At max level, it's 1,978 and a 318 protectile. So it's interesting. Not as good for me. I don't think it's going to play as well for me as just the passive red one.
Right. But it's still pretty cool.
But now it's doing some damage and protecting my other special tiles with the fortify ability. That's pretty sweet.
There's a lot of fortify. Like, a lot of fortify.
Yeah. Well, you're fortifying two a go.
Right. Well, he's indestructible.
Yeah, true. I mean, he's got bulletproof skin, yo.
Yeah.
His passive is now his black color. Oh, he's yellow, black, red, just like before. Now it's whenever an enemy fires a power, he creates a black strength 44 protectile. And if he's in front, reduces a random enemy special tile by 37. As this goes up in level, the protectile gets stronger and the reduction goes up. And finally, at level 5, it's a 174 protect. And if he's in front, removes a random enemy attack, strike, or protectile. And at max level, that's up to a 329 protectile.
Yeah, so that's every time the enemy fires off a power, obviously not Carnage, but that can be pretty frequent.
Right, for when you're fighting your Lokis and things.
Right.
Where that happens at all, you'll be getting boatloads of defense pretty quickly.
Yeah, for sure.
And then he's going to fortify them when you have yellow.
Right, and then Loki's going to steal them with his black.
Well, I wonder if you can steal fortified tiles?
Sure. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I'm assuming you probably can. That just seems to be a bummer.
I'm thinking you can. Oh, wow.
Man, that is sad. Well, if someone has experienced this, give a shout out. And then for 13 red, you ain't got time for none of this nonsense. Give this knick-knack paddywhacks what for? Bunch of fiddle-faddle. Deals 1,076 damage or 1,721 if there are no enemy strike, protect, or attack tiles. This goes up in level. At level 5, it's 4,159 or 7,228. And at max, it's 8,463 and then a good thumping 13,541 if there are no enemy strike, protect, or attack tiles. So it's
weird.
That
is some damage.
You got to team him up kind of with people who make tiles and get rid of enemy tiles.
Right. So. Again, so Iron Fist makes tiles, Daredevil gets rid of tiles.
Yep, the Defenders are in trio.
They are.
I think I would still like him with Charles, to make Charles go invisible and just start cranking all these tiles up.
Yeah, sure. I think he would go well with Kingpin, because Kingpin generates so much yellow.
Interesting.
Good point.
And then you could fortify those Kingpin Magia tiles?
No, those aren't. Countdown tiles don't count as special tiles, I don't believe.
Oh, okay.
Well, they do in some cases.
I was going to say, when I need to have a blue special tile on the board to do Beast's green effectively, a countdown tile counts.
That's true. I mean, I don't have any characters who fortify things, so.
Right. I know.
That could be very
fortifying
much
wrong. It's relatively new.
Yeah. I never got a goblin or anything, so.
I was going to see what how Teen Gene is worded, because she gets rid of countdown tiles, but it specifically says strike, protect, attack, invisibility, or countdown. It doesn't say just enemy special. So, I don't know. My plot is foiled.
Yeah.
Over at the piecing together at marvel.com, Josh says that he went with a 5-5-3, but also says you could build him as a 5-3-5. Pair him with special tile creators like Punisher, Nova, Ant-Man, Carnage, Falcon America, and then I'm not even going to read his next sentence because it's ludicrous. And then also pair him with removal characters like Spider-Woman, Ant-Man, Howard, Jean, Daredevil, such forth. If you read his article and see what sentence I omitted, you'll know why.
There are a lot of sentences in there.
The one right after that, where it says he goes well with... Yuck.
Old Man Logan.
Shut it. he goes well with Old Man Logan and Phoenix. So does everyone else. Every character goes well with Old Man Logan and Phoenix. Gosh. Anyway.
So angry.
Let's call Dave.
Yeah,
I think the phone's ringing. We gotta answer that. That should be Dave.
Ring, ring. Hello, Dave? Is this you? It's me. Okay, let's talk. All right, everybody. The special guest this week joining us once again is Anthony Novak from Demiurge. And joining him is lead designer of Marvel Puzzle Quest, Dave Guskin. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
How's it going up in the Boston area?
Pretty good. Pretty good. They're doing work on our buildings, so there's this like outside like every few minutes. Pretty great. I think they went home for the day.
So well, usually we hear some good trucks driving by when we're talking to you guys. So.
Yeah, they put up the scaffolding, so I have a feeling they're going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dave, you used to work at Wizards of the Coast and on Magic, we understand.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I was a game designer there for four and a half years on Magic the Gathering. And prior to that, I worked as a programmer for Magic as well.
Nice. One words, bring back interrupts. The game went south when interrupts left the game.
Well, all right. That's I'll send the note along to my sure they'll be very excited to resurrect interrupts.
That's when I quit playing. When interrupts went away, I was out. It was done.
Times are changing, man. I don't know. People like batches, I guess, and resolving. I don't know. It's
so prior to becoming the lead designer, I guess a year ago or so?
A little bit less than a year.
You were working on MPQ and was a character designer.
I started working at Demiurge, I guess it was about 2.5 years ago now, and I came in on Marvel Puzzle Quest as a character designer. A lot of my work at Wizards had been on card design, so it was like, well, okay, Dave can probably do character design. And so I did Beast and Colossus and Dr. Octopus, and maybe I think I did a little bit of work on Mystique before I ended up transitioning to another project. And then during that time, I also worked a little bit on some systems design-y stuff. So I don't know if you guys recall, it used to be that the starting levels and like level ranges for characters were slightly different. When they changed, that was because of work that I had done.
Okay, before they didn't come in at these higher levels, we'll call it back in the day, because I don't remember exactly when it changed. So, you know, your 3 stars were starting at level 1, I believe.
Yeah.
Things like that, instead of level 40.
Right. And so that was part of the work that I did, was to figure out where to set those levels and how much overlap to have and things like that. And then I moved on to a different project and did a couple other things. And then eventually it was, I think, around the start of this year, moved back over to Marvel Puzzle Quest to do more systems design and eventually lead design.
Very cool. There is so much happening right now. It's crazy. You guys are rolling stuff out like there's nobody's business right now. So I guess we could try and hit some of the highlights on that. Shield ranks are new. And so far, a pretty cool addition to me. What was the impetus for Shield ranks and the upcoming, you know, and clearance levels, which have also just made their appearance?
Yeah, totally. So we one of the things that I think has been a rising concern in Marvel Puzzle Quest is that the rewards and like kind of challenges that players are like have access to aren't really scaling up with their like lifetime in the game. We have a lot of players who have been playing for a long time. You know, we're coming up on like our third anniversary here, and we weren't like, we only have the one event, right? It's like, here you go. Here's the event and everyone gets the same rewards and good luck. Just kind of throw everyone into the giant pool. And so we spent a long time trying to figure out a way to kind of let players differentiate themselves over time, create a sense of like real progress in the game that is persistent, like between events, and that you can measure yourself against other players or kind of like set yourself personal targets and give a giveaway for that to happen. So that was the genesis of Shield Rank, which is essentially like a player level. And so that's a way for you to, you know, do things in game and be rewarded for them. And you can kind of see yourself progressing up through the ranks.
And more importantly, I started out higher than Ray, and that was all that was important.
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah. So you know, we grandfathered in, all of our players who had already played to try to give them an appropriate level, appropriate rank for that. And then, you know, we're going to continue to look at that system and like extend it forward once people get up to closer to the Shield Rank cap, give different, you know, more things for Shield Rank and so on. And so Shield Clearance Level, which is kind of part two of that system, is the way for us to differentiate events, and we can differentiate them by Shield Rank now. So that's a way for us to kind of measure like, okay, well, you're pretty much ready to be playing for 3 stars now, or like, oh, no, you're past that. Now you can be playing for 4 stars and so on.
So I have to ask with the Shield Ranking, since Craig mentioned this, that he came in higher than me. And the reason that we mentioned is because I'm what, 50 days ahead of you, something like that?
Something like that. Yeah.
I'm assuming that the Shield Rank is really based on a lot of how many characters you have rostered in your that gets you a decent amount of experience, because he has a larger roster than I do.
Yeah. So for the transition, like pre-Shield Rank to post-Shield Rank, we just used what players had in their rosters. You know, the game is old enough and we've changed it enough that we don't really have like the full set of data about all the actions players have taken over their lifetime.
Sure.
So it seemed like roster was a way for us to kind of measure where a person was. And so that's all of the XP that players were granted at that changeover comes from what their roster looks like. So that's like what characters you have, what their rarities are, how many power levels you have, how high the character level is, and so on.
See, I told him that not Champion Ragnarok was going to come back and get him. And it did.
Bit you in the butt.
So I have a Shield Rank question or presumption that'll hopefully get cleared up. When I look at my Shield Rank, let's say your Shield Rank is, we'll say 50. It's a nice, easy to work with number. Yeah. And let's say you decide to start playing PvP again. When I end up in whatever slice I end up in, should I expect the other players to be in and around that same Shield Rank, or is that totally unrelated?
So right now it's unrelated. The matchmaking is unchanged from before. We're not using Shield Rank as a way to matchmake people in PvP. It's possible that would change. Right now Shield Rank is really just like the
input way to get into ISO and
yeah, a way to get ISO out into build players' hands, and also yeah, like the Shield clearance level stuff.
Okay.
But clearance levels are coming to PvP as well.
Yeah. So starting with Season 32, which I think is tomorrow. That's when we're going to start rolling out Shield clearance levels to PvP. So right now, your matchmaking is still unaffected by Shield Rank and by Shield clearance levels. So we're not adjusting that part of it for now. But the rewards will be. And over time, like this Season 32 is a short season. We're using it as kind of a way to test out Shield clearance levels, see how they go, get feedback from players, see if their players seem to be getting the right rewards and are being put into the right clearance levels. After that, we're going to continue to work on them and see what we can do with them from there.
Hey, with that, I'd like to provide some feedback.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a question as well. So with this, the last event, I cleared out like all the nodes. I cleared, I got it down to where I'm basically not getting many points for doing a fight. And I wasn't able to get the final progression. Now I have alliance mates who tell me that I came at it and I just hit it hard and furious. So if I would have done like 4 hits, waited some time for the points to come back, I might have been able to score a little bit better. I was wondering if that's something that you're looking at. Are you still rebalancing it
that there's a 4-star available? Should the CP be even harder to get?
Oh, and that's something that I want to mention as well. I did not choose level 7. I could have, but I went with level 6 because I didn't need the venom.
You fool.
Sure.
So.
Okay. Yeah. So there's kind of, I guess, 2 parts to the question there. The first one is, are we looking at those score thresholds? How do we want, like, what are our targets in terms of how much we want players to play. So it's not my intent. I don't think any of us are really that happy with, like, I don't know exactly how much I'm supposed to play to get these rewards. Like, that doesn't help anyone really.
Right.
So starting soon, I think, with an upcoming story event,
Starting Thursday.
So we're gonna start trying something that's maybe a little bit easier to for us to communicate and for players to work toward, which is the doing two clears of each pin is enough to get that like 3-star threshold, like in the previous rewards structure.
Right.
And doing 4 clears should be enough to get the top progression reward. Oh, and that's across all pins and every sub. So at least that's something that like is an obvious target to work toward. So I don't know if that answers your question, Ray, but about like the 4-star now and like, okay, well, in higher clearance levels, there's like a 4-star in progression. And what does that mean for the command points? Our target here is that we don't like screw around with the thresholds very much. We're just increasing rewards. That was kind of the whole point, right? We want to give you rewards that are appropriate to where you are in the game.
Right.
And so, the plan is not to change that. We're going to look and see how it goes. I mean, obviously there's like clearance levels above 7 that are not like there aren't enough people yet to populate those slices. And so so we haven't unleashed them yet.
Well, that answers the next question. Nice.
Yeah. Those changes are coming at the Rocket and Groot event, Ray. That's got posted on the forums by Hi-Fi yesterday. Let's go with yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, what about the Rocket and Groot event? I missed the first.
That's one. When the changes come in the story event for the 2 clears will get you the 3-star and 4 clears will get you the top progression.
Yeah. So we're going to try that out. And the intent is not to like kind of give you better rewards, but then push the thresholds out. I don't think it's going to really make sense to be demanding a lot more play from our really enfranchised players. I think the goal is to kind of leave the amount of play required at, you know, if you're looking to compete, then you need to play more. If you're looking to just like get the progression rewards, we don't want to make that harder as you go up in the shield clearance levels.
Right. Was there any thought to making those matches harder with the clearance levels? Because that was a kind of misconception out the gate, you know, originally on the forums was if I pick clearance level 7, does that mean that the, you know, all the enemies are going to be X many levels higher? And it turns out that was not the case.
Right. So in this initial kind of batch, I'll say, of shield clearance level, like our first set of story events, there's no change of difficulty. That's true. But we do have that tech. So I think we're going to look at doing that as we move forward. I think there's a little bit of a question about, like, right now, nearly all of our like PvE enemies are scaled to your roster, basically. So we're going to have to consider how to change that to match up well with shield clearance level, right, which is not something that we've solved yet. But yeah, it's definitely on my radar to like consider how difficulty should change as you go up the shield clearance levels. Like I would definitely like it to be like, oh yeah, this is more rewarding. It's a little bit more challenging. I don't want to make it like oppressively difficult. Right. That's certainly not the goal, but yeah, there might be some changes there.
Right. Sure.
It's nonstop carnage with thugs who generate red.
Exactly. Yes. Well, clearance level 10 where every no that's not what we want.
No, that answered my question perfectly. And I would like to say that the addition to the as the 4-star in the progression rewards is it's incredible. And the fact that you can absolutely see who it is, what color you're getting, great.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you guys like it.
I also wanted to mention the new tokens. I think that is an excellent move. The idea of replacing some of those 1-stars with a guaranteed 2-star. Yeah, but keeping it away from the heroic token level. I don't know. I think that's it's a great medium there.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we were looking for a way to like, you know, it's being inundated with standard tokens is not something that anyone who's played for a long time is really happy with. And I think it was like,
yeah, Ian loves those.
Ian has like hundreds and hundreds of standard tokens.
Oh, all right. Them. You're the one. You're the one I've heard of that.
Listing everything for everybody.
Yeah, that's fair. We're hoping that Elite Token is like a way to kind of bridge that gap a little bit and still have a reward that feels good, you know, is useful for championing your 2-stars or whatever at the higher clearance levels.
I had a question about the rewards. I know we're only in our first two events with clearance levels, but it appears after the first two events that the way that the covers that you receive cycle, the placement events of rewards of the previous become the progression event rewards for the next one. Is that something that will continue? For example, in whatever event is coming up next, since placing in this event will get you Mr. Fantastic and Squirrel Girl, will the progression rewards in the next event be Squirrel Girl leading into Mr. Fantastic?
Yeah, so I think generally that is going to be the plan. I mean, I can't say it's like guaranteed that'll always be the case, but we definitely think about that and like try to give you a chance to get more than one cover if you're doing well in events, so that you can kind of, you know, it's not that helpful to get one cover of a character usually. So we try to set it up that way. And generally speaking, I would say yeah, the placement comes before the progression in that scenario.
Sure. Fantastic.
Mr. Fantastic.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
The highest form of humor. Sir Daily from...
He's kind of a running gag on our show, so...
Oh, good, good, good.
I would think, what was I was reading rewards one time, and his reward was a, you know, a black, so he was the Black Fantastic, and then it turned into a 70s kung fu movie, and...
That's awesome.
Because, you know, it sounds like, you know, 70s kind of kung fu blaxploitation film, you know, as the Black Fantastic, you know. what else is new? We're not big PvP players as much. We're more of a storyline kind of alliance.
Sure, sure.
But cupcakes are no more.
Hey, let's not put any words in anybody's mouth, Craig. We're making some changes to the defensive teams.
Yes, that's correct. What is your question exactly?
what was the thought behind that of why to change?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things, I guess, kind of all bundled up together here. But one thing that we're not too happy with, I guess, is when a person is playing in versus mode, right, in PvP, nominally we're asking you to compete for prizes, and you come in and you look at the leaderboard and you see scores are like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, like crazy above the top progression reward. It's not great. And it's also not great when you look at those scores and you're asking yourself, how is this possible? Like, yep. There's no way I could ever get 4,000 points in the way this works. And the way you do it is in this like kind of external to the game coordination, which in itself is cool. Like, I don't want to like denigrate out of game coordination. I think it's really cool that people coordinate together to do things that are exciting and fun and ways to kind of optimize their play. But, you know, as you said, like we have tools that we can use to address some of that and make it maybe a little bit easier for a player who's not that well connected, who doesn't really understand what's going on, who wants to compete and allow them to do so a little bit more than they can in a world where people are doing this outside of game coordination. So that's kind of the genesis of this defensive team change, where the goal is that like for 90% of players who just want to play versus, there's no change at all. The team they attack with, they can change it up a lot, and that's whatever their last successful team was, that's the one that's used to defend them when they're away. But for the small number of players who are kind of using this method to kind of jack up their score and go to crazy heights, they will no longer be able to do that so easily, I guess.
So the idea behind the change is that your defensive team becomes whoever your strongest used team was, correct?
Yeah. So the system, like there's leeway in it. So, you know, you may have your go-to team of 4 stars and then you want to try out a couple 3 stars. That's fine. We're not going to like, whatever the last team is that you were successful with, that's within some range, is used. And I don't want to get into like the super mathy details, but the intention is that if you're playing quote unquote normally and you're just trying out characters that are of relatively close power levels, even, you know, a 3-star versus a 5-star, still no problem. If you start to try to put in, you know, 1 stars and 2 stars, that's the point at which it no longer is your defensive team.
Okay. So it's not necessarily any stronger team versus a weaker team. So we don't really need to get into the details of how that is determined. It's more of like if you drastically drop your players, it's not
right.
Gonna, yeah, okay.
Right, exactly. And then, you know, that it might be that we got that wrong. We're watching and making sure that we didn't like accidentally exclude people's teams that are totally fair and reasonable. So that's like something we can adjust later, but that's where we're starting.
Sure.
Is with, you know, some amount of range from whatever the best team is that you've submitted so far. And any team that's within that range will be used as your defensive team. Any team that's outside of that range, we won't use.
Nice.
All right, let's attack the big monkey.
Uh-oh, the big, monkey?
Character rebalancing.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about with character rebalancing?
Well, we don't want you to spoil anything, but we've seen some previews for Cho and Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
Will be the first ones changed, and I'm super excited to try out Cho now that he's being changed because I hated him before.
Who didn't, honestly?
So each season you're going to maybe take a look and see which characters are you going by. You know, you watch the stats and see which characters are never played and try and figure out why or.
Yeah. So there's a few inputs to the process. The first is to look at like who's being played and who isn't being played. The second is to look at how winning, like what the win loss ratio is for characters on teams, like with respect to how much they're played. And the last is like trying to collect feedback internally from people who play, externally when we see stuff on our forums and on Reddit and stuff. Like all of that is input into the process of like who should we look at. And then once we've decided who we're going to look at for changes, like say Cho, we're like, okay, Cho is an obvious choice. He's very underplayed. He is often regarded as somebody who could be buffed. Then we look at the character and, well, what about these numbers? Are these fair numbers? Why are they underperforming? What about this ability? Does it work the way we thought it? No, it doesn't look like it's really this or that. And then from there, we'll figure out what the new design should look like.
Nice. Are you looking at any 3-star characters with this, or are you concentrating on the 4-stars?
No, there's definitely no restrictions here on what we're looking at. Like I don't really just be like, look, here are 5 to 7 characters we're talking about, because I don't want to like scare people. But certainly there are reasons to rebalance at all rarities. We started with Cho and Silver Surfer because it seemed like they would be like almost good test balloons, I guess, for the beginnings of this process. Mm-hmm. And also just because, 4 and 5 stars are where the competitive metagame is most frequently played. I know there are quite a few 3 stars that are also part of that. And there are many 3 stars that could be part of it if they were just better. And so they're definitely on the list for looking at. And 2 stars and 1 stars, honestly. Like, I mean, there aren't enough of the 2 stars and 1 stars for it to be significant for us to look at doing a lot of rebalancing there. But, they're on my radar too. There's a few that are like significantly stronger or weaker than they could be.
Stop nerfing Venom.
All right.
He's been butchered enough.
You have one of the biggest 1-star Venom fans ever.
I love that character, and man, he just keeps getting the beatdown stick.
Yeah. Well, at least there's another Venom now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't use him so much, but I use 1-star Venom every day.
All right. Well, that's fair. All right.
Are you still holding on to that 1-star Venom?
He is still in my Deadpool Melee team.
That is a sad
story. And I added our good old friend Yelena Belloni to that, so it's Venom and Yelena Belloni hanging out, taking out that first mission in the Deadpool Day.
You are a strange player.
Yeah, you are so stubborn and such a tool in so many ways.
Hey, everyone plays their own way,
Yeah, absolutely. Who am I to judge?
I consider doing, following the herd and switching to Juggernaut, because, man, I do love me some Juggernaut. But, again, if you want to show up a 4 or 5-star Juggernaut, now I'm on board.
Fair enough.
I have a weird question, because I'm sure this would be way too much work to make it worth it. But the stats you collect, how awful would it be to give a player, access to their stats? Like, I would love to know, how often, what my win-loss percentage is in PvP, or, know, what characters do I win most often with, or, anything like that.
Huh. Yeah, I don't think it's unreasonable at all. I don't think it would be the case of, like, opening the vault and just letting you kind of snoop around inside and see all of your data. I think just because for one, it'd be pretty overwhelming. And for two, it's like a pretty big burden on our servers to have all that data accessible. But, I think that's a reasonable, good idea to think about what sort of stats we could present to the player. Certainly, I'm hoping rank and shield currents level go well, that we can build more on top of the fact that players have a shield rank. Like, that can become kind of like your home screen almost, right? Like, maybe that is a spot where you go to see your win-loss ratio and how many times you've taken down Gorgon in the hand event and, all sorts of things, right? So, I'm making a note. I think it's definitely something that we could look into.
I mean, I don't know if it would make sense, but kind of a la Ray and I are big Diablo players. So a la kind of Diablo and Battle.net, you can go to their webpage and look at your characters and some information.
Oh, sure.
So maybe instead of you pushing it out to all the mobile clients, I could just log into a web page or something with my account and
now you're asking them to fire up an HTTPS server and
but I'm thinking that's probably less problematic long term than trying to push all that information down to my mobile device.
I would say there are different challenges with that particular implementation. But that could also work for sure.
I have something that's kind of related to that with the Shield ranking system. There's one thing that since we run our own alliance now, I try and keep track of how people are doing. And the one thing that I can't see is everyone else's Shield rank.
No, that's a good point. So this is maybe a little perplexing potentially from your guys' side, but one thing that we're aware of whenever we deploy a new feature is like how much of this is going to be visible to everyone else, because I don't want to set up a situation where a person feels like the way that they play, for example, or the way that they spend on the game is just like made public, right?
Sure.
And so the Shield rank, it was not obviously something that we shouldn't show to other people. And there's definitely benefits for showing it to other people, but it wasn't like an easily enough solved question of like, is this something that people would want to hide and should we allow that? So we kind of deferred that, I guess.
Right.
I definitely think it's something that we could do in the future. I kind of want to. I just want to figure out exactly where the hard edges are to that problem. Like, especially because you can spend a lot on opening packs and then you get more characters and faster progression that way. And so if you saw somebody like increase in Shield rank really quickly, is that something that you'd be like, no, I see that person's pay to win. Like,
you can kind of do that now just by looking at the roster and saying, wait a minute. You know, new character X came out on Thursday and they've got 7 covers for that character already. They clearly hit where they've been buying them.
I guess one thing with Shield rank that I think we'd want to do is like put it next to your name, like in PvP and stuff. And so it's just like one less level of, tapping on a person's name kind of thing that I don't know. It's a little bit more exposed, I guess. It's definitely something we've talked about.
Where I was looking for it is, just in your like alliance details or something like that.
Sure.
But if it's going to be public, that's one thing. But I figured even within the alliance, probably not going to be.
Yeah, that's fair. There's definitely a lower burden of exposing there. So I'll make a note.
So just so everyone knows, as we're talking here, Meat Rocket and Root just appeared on the game. So.
All right. Well, see you guys later. I got to no. One other thing on that character rebalance. So I did want to mention this was clear from the update we made about, doing nerfs for a while or sorry, doing buffs for a while, not nerfs. Just that like we want to make this a more regular thing. It's not always going to be 2 characters or 6 characters per season. It might be that one season we decide there's nothing to change. But I definitely am trying to set it up so that we have the chance to respond a little bit better and like tweak some things that aren't quite working either the way that we would hope it would be or the way that the players would hope it would be. And so it's definitely kind of the beginning of a process that I hope will continue.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's not like, well, we have these 20 targets that we want to hit, right? Like these 20 people have bullseyes on their head. Like what I really like to do is look and kind of adjust and see and course correct and try again and like be a little bit more dynamic, I guess, with kind of that metagame balance.
Oh, I love that cover art for the new Luke Cage.
It's pretty sweet, yeah.
You're in the event rewards, I take it.
Well, yeah, I wanted to click on it and see what's in there. And
shout out to my boy Patch, chose that cover. Anthony.
No, I just really want a bunch of Fiddle Faddle. That's what I want.
Well, who doesn't?
I had a question about the upcoming season. So it is will the anniversary overlap with the mini season, or is it a mini season to make room for the anniversary events?
Yeah, it's the latter. It's a mini season to make room for the anniversary. And it also, because of the timing, it gives us a chance to kind of like try out some of the Shield clearance level and the defensive team stuff and just like get a chance to see that stuff in a little bit lower stakes environment.
Okay.
And then a chance to kind of like reset a little bit with the anniversary and then move forward from there. So yeah, it's shorter because we needed to make
room for that. Great. Is that now, are those events something I should be aware of, or are they still under wraps?
The anniversary?
Yes.
It's still under wraps, I think, for the most part. We've got some pretty cool stuff coming, I think. I hope you guys will like it. But yeah, we're still like working out a little bit of the details and
sure. I just wanted to check. I don't always do my due diligence. I'm kind of like the extra member of this tripod.
Dude, working at Magic the Gathering, you like walk into a room of Magic players and you're immediately on guard. Like, they're going to ask you about stuff. I don't know what's like out in the wild yet or not. Like, jeez.
So I only had one other question from our alliance, and it was a completely different question about the VIP system. They were wondering if the rewards for the VIP were locked in place or if those rewards might be changing on down the road.
So they're definitely not locked forever. That was like our kind of stab at VIP 1.0. It seems to be going well. I think players are enjoying it overall. We're definitely like in active kind of design world trying to figure out like, how do we give people the right rewards for their VIP status? Do we want to extend it? Do we want, like, we added that streak bonus for when you like renew. And there's kind of more discussion about what we can do there, whether we should change the base rewards, whether we should create all, you know, more levels for it, like, who knows, right? So that's definitely like under active review, I would say.
Sure.
So not permanent. Certainly we would like give a lot of runway to announcing like, here's how we're going to change the system. And I don't know exactly how it will change, but it's definitely something we're looking at.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's going pretty well right now. I've done it a couple of times actually. And
yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty good value.
I agree.
And yeah, it's definitely like, I don't know that it appeals to everyone equally. Right. And so there's definitely room for improvement there about like, how do we make sure people are getting what they want for what they're spending kind of thing.
Right.
Here's a question with
go ahead, Craig.
Are you sure?
Mine was a little bit relevant, but it was an old question I had, and it's not even a question. It was just a comment. So you go ahead, please.
All right. Well, my question was, since the you know, we keep gaining 4 stars.
Yeah.
What is the, you know, and when we did the champions, you know, you got certain 4 stars from certain 3 stars. So now there's, you know, the newer 4 stars you can't get via championing a 3-star.
Yeah.
Have you thought of looking back at those again and,
yes.
Maybe, getting some of these reorganized as to who
gets
what?
Yes, for sure. It's on my mind. Okay. It hasn't been like top priority, but it's definitely still an important issue. It's just kind of like wrapped up in the whole, it's actually pretty hard to get the newer characters. This makes it even harder. I am not super happy with how, when a new character is released, it's like pretty difficult to get your hands on them.
Right.
And that continues to be true and gets worse for characters over time. So yes, specifically for the like 3-star champion rewards, kind of pathing you into 4 stars, that's something that I would like to have a more comprehensive solution for, especially as we like continue to release new 4 stars, and I want each new 4-star to be left out in the cold.
Right.
But we haven't designed or kind of come up with a good solution there yet. But it's definitely on the list and pretty high on it.
Okay. Yeah, and I would also make the argument that I like the fact that I know what I'm getting from those 3 stars, and it helps me fully cover those 4 stars that I've been working on.
Right,
so,
right. It's like, yeah, it's like a few places in the game where you can kind of set yourself long-term goals and like make it happen. Yeah, so totally. I agree, and I would like us to have more ways to do that. So, and that system specifically we can improve. So,
yeah, I just don't know how to, you know, to change it if you're fairly along and, you know, a fairly high level 3-star and you've already gotten some of those rewards, you know, do you just tack the new ones onto the end? You know,
yeah, right.
Obviously, you know, Luke Cage gives you Kingpin, I think, right now.
Yep.
So, and you know, obviously I would love to have Luke Cage give me more Luke Cage, but
good point. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Ian. All you.
Oh, okay. This was largely unrelated, but it was, when anyone makes a purchase of ISO or hero points, the alliance will receive either 1, 3, or 7 command points.
Yeah,
as kind of a bonus. As the purchaser, can I have more? Can I have 2, 5, or 10 and keep the same thing for my alliance of 1, 3, or 7?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer to it, but I'm writing it down.
Okay. It's just a thought.
Yeah, instead of you getting the 7 from the alliance purchase,
you get 10 and the alliance still receives 7.
Right.
Well, what if instead of the entire alliance getting 7, you pick someone you don't like and then
that is both sweet but potentially traumatic sounding.
Yes.
Craig doesn't get any more rewards.
He would get all the rewards.
That's true. We wouldn't.
Anybody who hasn't had the good fortune of meeting him thinks he's amazing.
That is true.
No, I wrote it down. I think it's definitely a space that we could explore. So I'll think about it.
Speaking of rewards, the Facebook rewards seem to be flowing again. So The spice must flow, so that's nice.
Yeah, that's right. The spice must flow.
Oh, and I don't know. This was completely... I just heard that somebody got a heroic token through their Facebook.
What?
What?
And I've never heard of that before. Is that, is that an actual change?
Send out the token cops. No, I don't... I'm not aware of a change to that, but...
It could have been Photoshopped. I don't know. It was on Reddit, so I don't trust it.
Oh, you can't trust those people. We love people of Reddit.
I don't believe... So my... I don't think that we allow heroic tokens to be shared over Facebook as gifts. I don't think that's changed anytime recently. If it has, it's news to me.
Okay. But,
could have been a bug and also could be somebody photoshopping it, but I'll look into it. That's fair.
I was just curious. I didn't know if that was going to be a thing. So
it's not a thing. Don't go.
Don't
purchase a bunch of heroic tokens and see what happens. But I don't believe you'll be able to share them on Facebook, unfortunately.
Okay. Good stuff.
What other games do you guys do that I could look into that isn't this game?
So right now I don't think we have any like active games that are launched that you could look into. So Demiurge made Shoot Many Robots a while ago, which is an Android and PC game, I think.
It started up as console. PS3,
as console, oh, yeah,
Xbox
yeah.
360.
That's right.
What's it called?
Shoot Many Robots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and our parent company is Sega Networks.
Okay.
Sega, exactly. Sega! And so there are a few games made by like our peer organizations that we help out with on occasion. The like most downloaded one is Sonic Dash and Sonic Dash 2, which is like a runner game with the Sonic crew. I'm trying to think if there's others that are available. It's hard because I'm like trying to remember what's in development versus what's been launched.
All right. I didn't see the preview for the new like Sonic bundle that they're putting out, the anniversary kind of Sonic.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That looks awesome. I'm going to totally pre-order that because I need Sonic standing on top of a little Sega console so I can just keep matching the button to say Sega. I'm going to do it all the time.
Perfect. Yeah, so there's definitely like some pretty cool developments both on the like Sega side over the next few months, I think. And then also Demiurge is trying hard to get some up to players. So.
Okay.
I worked on Puzzle and Glory, which is another Match 3 kind of adventure puzzle questy game that we made.
That sounds familiar. I feel like that's something I've downloaded or purchased onto my Steam account.
Yeah, yeah. I was lead designer for that. It was out for a while, a few months, but we had to let it go. Unfortunately, it was not economically viable for us to keep it going. So
okay,
that was a shame. But Marvel Puzzle Quest benefited from that game. Archer.
We steal so much tech from there.
That's true.
Hey, you can't let a good piece of code go. You know, you can keep reusing it.
That's right. Stuff is like gold.
That's right. Speaking of gold, all right, are you ready? This is the most important question facing Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Okay.
When am I going to get Dazzler?
Dazzler.
I need Dazzler.
All right. I hear that you need Dazzler. You have to realize there are other priorities at work here.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to interrupt and tell you I lied before. I have one other question from an Alliance member.
Oh, right.
It's from Eric, and he says...
You're derailing my important question here.
No, I'm actually tagging onto it. He says that he begs that every time Craig mentions Dazzler, that he automatically draws another Moonstone.
I'll see what I can do.
You know, now that I've champed Moonstone, I'm kind of okay with that.
No, I hear you on Dazzler. We're definitely always looking at, you know, which characters we can put into our design pipeline.
I think definitely the next time, you know, the Marvel, you know, Women of Marvel Month comes rolling around, she should be the character. She's in a current comic. A-Force is, you know, doing her thing. We've already got She-Hulk. We're getting Medusa. That's two of her teammates.
Really doing a push
in A-Force.
I have a slightly related question based on Craig's crazy ramblings. when I assume you have, you know, some, not a set amount, but, you know, there are always a variety of characters kind of in the works or in the design pool. When Marvel has something that's going to drop, like, you know, the new Luke Cage series, the new Doctor Strange movie, the new Iron Fist, do those characters supersede the others in the pool and jump up to the release date?
So a little bit yes, a little bit yes, and a little bit no. Okay. It kind of depends on where things are in the design process, right? So like right now we have five-ish characters that are in some stage of design.
Right.
And so if Marvel announced something that was like a new comic or some awesome, you know, Netflix or cinematic event, we would consider moving things around to try to get one of those characters out, like a match up with those. And, you know, we have a good relationship with Marvel, so we can talk with them about what the upcoming schedule is. A little bit ahead of, so right. That helps. But if something is already in active development, right? Like I have a designer who's assigned to work on, let's say, Luke Cage, for example. We wouldn't bump that for another.
Okay. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
so, but yeah, we definitely try. We definitely try to coordinate with like, you know, Marvel events and Marvel Comics as much as we can.
Sure. I didn't know how much priority they took.
Yeah. Yeah.
I asked about that in the past because I wondered, you know, why everything else seems to sync up, but then there was no Jessica Jones character in Marvel Puzzle Quest, and I was.
Yeah, it's not like we don't have a hit rate of 100%.
Right.
But we definitely consider it. And whenever we have one of those meetings, it's like, okay, let's figure out what our next batch of characters are going to be. That's input into that process for sure.
Okay. So it's not too far fetched of me to have like this kind of like not quite the obsession that Craig has with Dazzler, but like I'm kind of. When the surveys come around and, you know, what characters would you like to see? I'm kind of resting on my laurels and not pushing Doctor Strange because I'm like, oh, don't worry, Ian. He'll be here in November. Just relax. You don't have to waste your vote on a Doctor Strange. Throw Phil Coulson in the mix.
Well, that's fair. We heard your votes and also your impassioned pleas. And hopefully we can get some of that stuff out to you guys sooner rather than later.
No doubt. There is new stuff all the time. You guys are a hardworking crew.
Oh, thank you. We try.
I mean, you guys have a lot of game nights and seemingly a lot of leisure time, but boy, you get a lot of stuff done. So,
yeah, if only we had more leisure time. Jeez.
Good stuff.
Cool. Is there any other questions I can answer for you guys or any of the other things you want to talk about?
I don't think there's anything super pressing. I said, I don't want to keep you here all night. You've been more than kind.
Sure. Yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks, guys. It was really great talking with you. And happy to do this again sometime. So just let me know and enjoy those clearance level 7 rewards or whatever.
We definitely will. Thank you so much for being on. And if there's anything, you know, coming down the pike that you want to get out to the people, we're a tiny, tiny outlet, but we'll be happy to help.
Sure. Yeah. Anthony just informed me that I misremembered. And because this is like the Luke Cage premiere event, this one's not clearance leveled, but
all right.
Still enjoy it because I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
I got to make a run for him. I'll see how high I get.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, guys.
Anthony, thanks as always.
Yes.
All right. Goodbye, guys.
All right, good night. Thanks.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
And we're back!
Christmas.
Sweet Christmas.
Yeah, a little less sweet, but still Christmas.
All right, Ray, hit me up with the mailbox.
Oh, we're going straight there, are we? Okay. So there were a ton of comments. I'm going to try and get through them really quickly. First, there were a lot of good comments about X-23, our featured character of the week, how to use her, who to team her with, but there's no way I can get through them all. So I'll just say the consensus was she's pretty good, not fantastic, does lots of potential damage, maybe a little work to get to that damage out there. But the one suggestion that I thought I would mention was to team her up with Patch and Daken and just have blades galore. There was also a ton of comments about Soda, Tab.
Pop.
I know, Pop. Yeah, I know. I left all those out because we'll be here to midnight.
Still Pop.
Skippy, KGT. I don't think I've ever brought his comment forward before, but he was, if you remember, our last week's episode was entitled, We Have Clearance, Clarence.
Yes.
And he responded, what's your vector, Victor?
Roger, Roger. That's Roger over. Over.
Excuse me, Stortus. I speak Jive.
But he wanted to thank us for constantly putting up a super entertaining and positive show. He's been playing for a while, and it's good to know that he's still able to learn things from us. So, fantastic comment. We really appreciate comments like that. Perindiac said, R109's insane pause feature lets him get more things done around the house now. I wanted to bring this up because I had mentioned the pausing last time, and I just wanted to be clear, because when I edited it, I noticed that Ian kind of was like, yeah, I noticed it, but it wasn't that bad. I just want to reiterate, I wasn't exaggerating when I said it paused 10 seconds every time I clicked on. I timed it, and it was 10 seconds.
I wasn't sure. I thought you were exaggerating, but because it doesn't the impact on my Steam version, nominal.
Right.
Like it still goes, it's noticeable, but it's nominal. Then I tried it on my phone and, you know, it's long. But it's long in that I'm used to things happening instantaneously. So when something is just sitting there as a black screen for 4 to 6 seconds, it seems really long. And I just assumed you're exaggerating, not on purpose, just, I think people underestimate how long a second is.
Right.
So I really, you know, when I sat there and it's 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, that's a long time.
Yeah.
So to think,
yeah,
to really think that happened for 10 of those is shocking.
And it was. So here's the thing. In the meantime, my wife purchased a new iPad, and that means I got a new hand-me-down iPad, and I went from a Gen 3 to a iPad Air, and the pause is negligible. It's not, I mean, I still see it, but it's not nearly as bad. So for all those people who still have an iPad Gen 3, yeah, it's going to be fixed, but it was really bad. But yeah, so it was mentioned somewhere else, I think I get to it, that R110, they said they're going to be addressing that, so.
Correct.
Jordan from Jersey is currently vaping strawberry custard, and it's delicious.
Oh my goodness. Gross.
Yeah, I mean, strawberry custard. Like, A, who made this flavor? And B, I'm kind of imagining this flavor.
See, what I'm thinking is...
Like, my dad used to smoke this combination of maple rum and cherry blend.
Oh.
And he'd mix those together, and it smelled phenomenal.
That
strawberry custard sounds like it might smell
pretty
good.
And that's, is that for the benefit of the smoker slash vapor in this case, or is it for the benefit of the people around him, theoretically? Because I've known, you know, many a person who has smoked in their lifetime, and, you know,
they stink.
Never, well, that's fine, but never once have I known someone who was, you know, sitting out back of Playland after a long pinball bender, smoking a pack of Marlboro Reds, going, oh, this is satisfying. If only this tasted like orange creamsicle, I would be set.
No dumber than menthol.
No, there's very few things dumber than menthol.
Okay, well.
I don't know. I've never had that sensation.
And for you know, for the pretentious douchebags back, you know, cloves. I love the smell of clove cigarettes.
You would. You'd probably shop at Paper Fedora's Vaporium.
I would. Hey, just don't remember, if you're ever in San Antonio, that's where I bought my Paper Fedora. $9.
Christmas. Again. That's sweet.
Let's skip to Randy Magnum, who said that he didn't
That's like a brand, right?
Randy Magnum?
Hey, honey, get out of the store and get a pack of Randy Magnums.
Randy Magnums. That's what I heard, too.
Isn't it like Randy Magnum number 2?
It is. Randy Magnum 02.
Yeah.
He brought this up. He says some of the changes don't seem to make any sense. They made the first wave of the Daily Deadpool harder because people were losing to later waves more frequently. He says that's because people go to the first wave with a fresh team. By the time the later waves get there, yeah, you're going to be more likely to lose. So he didn't really understand the balancing. And I have to agree with this point, but it doesn't seem that bad. I just have to pay attention a little bit more in the first couple waves.
Yeah, but as we chatted about before the debacle, I don't know, the later waves seem much easier recently. It's been like round 4 being thugs is just kind of anticlimactic now. You're like,
low
I've
level
got all
thugs.
These powers. Oh, it's some thugs. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, no, I do understand Mr. Magnum's point, though. The randiest of Magnums.
So I think the main idea in that change is to get people to be able to complete the whole enchilada a little bit better so that they can make the transition a little bit easier. Figure 15 says that the ability to sell back a character that's been nerfed isn't any good because you'll eventually need them in a PvE essential anyway. He said that unless it's a 5-star, in which case it is a first whale problem.
I think that's solid. I like that term.
Yeah, I can't get past
one. Nope, I still like first whale problem. I think that one should stick.
He's just trying to take my jorb.
Nice.
Riblet, yo, yo!
Jorbs.
Red Zomit says that he wished he would have listened to this before he picked his clearance level, and that he picked level 7, because he actually picked level 5, because he thought his roster was a little weak and he didn't want to go overboard, and he assumed it would be harder. So he wanted to give us a thanks for giving him the info in the way that he can understand.
Well, we're simple-minded people, yeah. So we got to explain things in simple ways.
Exactly. We're happy to help. Sorry it didn't benefit you. Down the road, it just may.
Tom Cathon said that I'm never going to get his, no matter how many times I try that name, he's going to have to tell me how to pronounce it. He said that he's sure that we've seen it by now, but patch 110 fixes the iOS lag problem, and that he's hoping that shield levels of 8 plus get in there at the same time, and that he's super excited. They've finally added a 4-star to the progression. I agree with the last part.
Right.
But as we now know, shield levels, the shield clearance levels of 8+ will not be available just yet.
Also true.
D-Wing Illinois mentioned that, I don't know what you were mad at last time, Craig, but apparently Craig plus rage equals Crage. And he says, is that a thing? I'm pretty sure it should be.
Old man Logan.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably what the rage was.
Did you ever picture maybe Logan's just standing on his front porch, like, get off my lawn! I cut you!
Not really, but...
Now I do.
Yeah.
FAHQ 1977 said that in the rumor mill...
Rumors.
The rumors say that old man Logan is safe from the nerfing for now. But it's possible Iceman, Teen Gene, and Ralk might be adjusted downward. And he also mentioned that cupcakes are dead in the rumor mill. So, I don't know about Iceman, Teen Gene, and Ralk, but...
Right now they're safe.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure they're in danger in the rumor mill.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're powerful. They're good characters. So, of course, people are scared that they're going to be nerfed. But as for cupcakes, yeah. We can confirm.
Yep.
Absolutely. Not as severe as we thought. But, you know, interesting new mechanic.
The eighth man, that's his name, says he's been listening for about 6 weeks, also cut up in all the back episodes, as well as all the profane argument episodes. Good stuff.
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah. He says he's been playing casually for about a year and a half and been an alliance since day one, but found an actual good one. Yeah. Good luck, and thought I'd mention that. I love the positive feedback. It's awesome. So he says that great work. Looking forward to be a regular commenter and maybe soon even a patron.
Yeah.
So there you go. Aestheticist asks if we had... well, first he said thanks for another great episode, and then he said, have we discussed hate championing yet? It seems something fit for the show. For example, he championed Mr. Fantastic recently because he just kept getting littered with covers, and he said he's also buffed in the Deadpool versus MPQ, so he ran with him and grumbled the whole time.
It's like when Sideshow Bob steps on a rake.
Right. Right. I support that, but I think I stand more behind Craig's championing of Moonstone as hate championing, because while I also don't like Mr. Fantastic, just having so many 4-star covers that you just had to champion the guy, I feel like that's a problem that I wouldn't mind at first.
What kind of problem is that, Ian?
Is that a first world problem?
It is! Actually, I don't know that it is a first wheel problem. It's just someone who tries really hard at the game.
I don't know. It's not a problem for Ian because he never champions anyone because he won't open tokens and he just sells off everything anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I've opened tokens before. Champions don't come out of 1-star tokens.
Yes, they do. You get 3 stars out of there. You get 4 stars out of there.
No, you are you sure?
Yes.
Out of the 1-stars.
Yep.
But not the elites.
Correct.
That seems preposterous.
Elites give you 2 and 3.
Yeah, and 1s give you 1, 2, and 3.
No, they also have a very small chance of giving you 4s.
I've heard that, but I don't know that I believe it.
It's true. I've had it happen.
You
really?
Yes. You dreamt it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I suppose I'll believe you for now.
It sounds like Craig being a lying liar.
Lie McLierson.
Little Craig lies a lot. Yeah.
You can just wrap me up in a whatever magnum, a Randy Magnum.
A Randy Magnum. You wish.
And the last comments is from Vale Orcs from the D3 forum. He said that there was a mistake in what we said on the elite tokens, and he knows that we were just basically quoting what Demiurge and D3 had submitted. But there are still standard tokens in clearance level 5, especially at the beginning of the rewards. And I think we said that it was all elite tokens, which is not incredibly true, but so there you go.
Gross enough.
Okay. That was the last of the comments. I would just say that if you have any interest in looking at X23, how to use her, go to the D3 forum and look up our last post, because there was a lot of good information there, and there was also some on the Reddit post. It's just too much to go through at this point, so we're way over.
All right, Ian, what time is it?
I don't know. I forgot. I lost it, but I suspect that it's time.
Man, we're losing my sweet whole rendition of Ice Ice Baby.
I know. It wasn't even whole.
Wow.
You stopped after the first verse.
It was the first verse.
Yeah. Is it time to stop, collaborate, and listen?
That's right. Ice is back with my brand new... Sorry. Something grabs a hold of me nightly. A flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know.
Turn out the lights. And I'll glow to the extreme rock and mic like a vandal, light up a stage of wax, jump like a candle, dance. All right, moving on. This week's feature character brought to you by Romance Tests, yo. Need to find out how compatible you are with your lady? Go on over to Romance Tests, yo.
You with that crazy exclamation point and the weird accent that you get. Can't believe it came back with the same amount of oomph and the same amount of bizarre accent. Even though I was braced for it, it's still there.
We got to find that SNL skit about, I think their take of UMTV raps, because that's
right.
That's where that's from.
I will absolutely look into it now that I am once again remoralized. So this week, featured character is none other than Bobby Drake, the Iceman, brought to you by Romance Tests. Yo, are you out at the date with a movie? Put a quarter in the romance testing machine. Stick your finger in that little thing and see if you can get above cold shower.
Hot stud, wow. Way at the end.
Yeah. Let's not go crazy. Just want to avoid wet noodle and you're okay.
Wait, well, if you get all the way to the end, does it then give you one Randy Magnum?
Ah, I hope so.
Oh, my.
Man. Actually, it probably gets you two.
Oh, hey-o.
That's what the name is all about. There we go. Way to bring it back around, sort of. Let's see. Green, purple, blue. He's got a green power called Whiteout. It costs 12 green AP. He deals 365 damage to the enemy team, plus 32 damage for every blue tile on the board. Maximum of 15 tiles. All the way through, base damage and tile damage increases. We're looking at 1,533 damage plus 134 per blue tile, all the way up to 3,041 damage plus 269 damage per blue tile to the entire enemy team, max 15 tiles. His blue power, Uncanny Snowman. Oh. Uncanny
like snowman.
Right. What's that? I'm sorry, I didn't get that immediately.
It's Frozen.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. Hmm. Fortunately, my son is very young and a boy, so I have managed to circumvent Frozen for now. I'm sure I'll get inundated with something bizarre later. Uncanny Snowman costs blue, 6 blue AP. The first half of it is build a snowman, stunning the target for 2 turns and putting a 4-turn countdown tile on the board. While that countdown tile is out, the power becomes punch a snowman. Punch a snowman. Iceman deals 457 damage, removes all of Iceman's countdown tiles. All right, as the levels goes up, first, stuns for 3 turns, does more punch damage. Then he stuns for 4 turns, does more punch damage, and then does more punch damage, and then does a lot more punch damage at level 5. So, at level 5, maximum level, he is stunning you for 4 turns, and can punch a snowman for 7,964 damage. And then finally, Cold as Ice. He is 8 blue AP, purple. Not blue, purple. But it does affect blue, so here, I'll tell you more. He transforms 4 red tiles into blue tiles, and then drains the enemy team of 2 red AP. Let's see. Then he drains 3 red AP, then 5 tiles, then 4 red AP, then seven red to blue tiles. So at max level, he is draining four red AP, turning seven red tiles into blue tiles. Some potential builds. In my mind, I'm looking at a 5-3-5 guy because, you know, he's really seems powerful and self-contained. If you can turn those red tiles into blue while draining the red enemy AP, which is great because red almost always does direct damage to you and no one needs that. You know, the extra blue that will add to the AoE damage that Whiteout does just seems massive. And at level 3 of Uncanny Snowman, you're already getting the maximum amount of stun. And I think stun is far more devastating than the potential punch of snowman damage. Although I can see an argument for needing to take that one up to 5 because the amount of damage that punch of snowman does jumps so dramatically from level 4 to 5. But I'm going to stick with my 5-3-5 analysis.
Yeah,
it's really amazing. It goes from 1,100 at level 3 max level to a level 4 takes you to 3,400, so way over double. And then at level 5 takes you to 79. So again, way over doubling the damage every level with that. It's a lot of damage on that.
For sure.
Yeah, I got mine up to level 270. Right now he's 5-3-5, but his punch is dealing, 1,173?
Yeah, nothing overwhelming.
But I would rather have the stun. I usually, if I've stunned someone, I try to hurry up and get rid of that countdown tile so that I don't throw the punch by accident.
Sure.
Because
more stun would be even better.
Exactly. More stun is even better.
Yeah, four turns is it's a unbelievable amount. It's an eternity when you're playing this game.
Right. And now that the amount of stun matches the amount of countdown on the tile, you can immediately re-stun them if you're not finished with them.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to have those, you know, they come unstunned and your countdown tile's still there and there's nothing you can do about it. You can't restun them. So yeah, I feel like 3 is the magic number.
Like I said, I like to team him up with Wanda and then Reality Crush followed up by a snowman and just take two of the opposing people right out of the fight for a while. That can be pretty devastating.
In addition to the damage that it's going to do? Absolutely.
Well, yeah, if you can Reality Crush and then, you know, if you can get off his green, you're doing a lot of AoE damage.
Right. Well, there you go. The featured character of the week, Iceman, brought to you by Romance Tests, yo. Hey, if your wife or girlfriend ever tries to trick you into taking a romance test in one of her Cosmopolitan or Vogue magazines, just say yo.
Dying in the Vine, I've got corks. Corks, corks, and corks. You guys can insert your other audio here.
I was going to say, I've got a number of 3 specifically, 3-star Punishers. But even though I pretend like I don't know what I'm going to do about it, I'm going to totally sell them.
Yeah, why, man? Just champion him.
No, champion it. That's wasteful. My ISO is too precious. Someday I could have a champion 4-star and I'll need it. And it could be someday soon. I told you, Hulkbuster's moving up in the world.
That is true, but Punisher has that one power that's really useful. Yep. And actually, his the Molotov cocktail, I've been using that a little bit more.
Yeah, the green's just not that good.
Yeah.
He's a 5-3-5.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. How much? I guess it depends on how much ISO you have. It does cost a whole lot to champion a 4-star. So.
It does. I have a fair amount, but it's not unbelievably large. It's only up there because of the new shield ranks.
Right, sure.
I mean, I'll let you know when I get into the game.
I've got 349 right now.
What?
Hey, so I have 349,000.
Oh, okay. I have more than that, so I guess I probably have a safe amount, but I still don't. I get so little use out of Punisher. It just seems wasteful. I have 805,000.
I don't know. It's just, he's sometimes fun when you're fighting Galactus or whatever, just to pull out that small handgun and shoot Galactus square in the forehead
absolutely.
And kill him instantly.
Sure. I'm not discounting the isolated incidents like that. And I do like Retribution. It's cool animation, and it's a decent power.
So are you still missing a color for him?
Who? Punisher?
Yes.
No. He is at max covers, I believe.
Oh, love of God. Why won't you champion him and get the legendary token and do things?
I don't why? Again, just
because you should champion all the 3-stars.
No, you shouldn't. I think that is bad advice and wasteful.
No, it's not. It's working for me real well.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. Because then I don't sell anything, and I don't have to sell anything, and I get the rewards for using them. The worst my reward gets is what you're getting for selling it.
But the ISO, Craig. The ISO.
But I'm getting it back as I'm using those levels.
You're a portion. A scant few.
and I'm getting CP, and I'm getting other 4-star characters. Crazy. I just don't understand not wanting to champion all the characters.
I would put in a vote to champion him as well, but there you go.
I currently have Punisher at 5-4-4.
Yeah, champ him. Do it.
No dice.
Then you can open that token right now.
Nope. I'll consider it for next week if I... Because I've had, you know, like we've discussed earlier, I had some trouble earning CP, so eventually I'll run out of CP and need to generate a token somehow.
You know how you get CP? By leveling champion characters.
That's true. Those that 1, 2, and then 3 will push me over.
It adds up.
You add up.
I probably don't, but...
No, right. I don't know. I don't know what that's all about. Ray, you have a complex vine. Tell us more.
I do, but it's pretty much the same as last week. So in one way or another, it's going to be resolved. I have 10 hours left on my Goddess of Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
I have less than a day left on the Kamala Khan, which would give me another Goddess of Thunder. So tonight, I have 3 tokens to open. And if I don't get a yellow Goddess of Thunder, I'm going to get a yellow Goddess of Thunder because
yes!
I have 136 command points and I'm buying it.
Yeah, this is the day. This is the best show we've ever done.
All right, let me explain this to you, because I'm a math guy. I play poker not because I like gambling, but because I don't like gambling. So the percentage chance of getting a Goddess of Thunder is 2.4. To get a yellow, that's 0.8%, right? It's a third. So I've got a 0.8% chance to get it. I've got 6 tries out of that 120 command points. 6 tries at 0.8% is a total of 4.7% chance to do this. That's less than like rolling a 20 on a d20. Or I can just get it. What's the odds of me getting another 4-star that I have to sell? Really, really good. If you look at the math, I'm more likely to get more covers that I can't use and have to sell. I'm way more likely. That would make me hurt way more.
Yeah, this is awesome. Very, very pragmatic of you.
I also have a purple Kingpin, a purple Star-Lord, a green Venom, and a purple Professor X. So I'm also hoping for a yellow Professor X because I only need that one cover for him. I've been bringing up a lot of my champions to level 183, so that's where most of them have been coming from. Like the Professor X. Strangely enough, I got that from Wanda? I think it was Wanda. Yeah, she gives you a Professor X.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we will see here momentarily.
I would definitely give up all of my token opening mojo this week to see some go in your direction.
I would not do that.
I know. That's because you are a selfish monster.
That's true. Can't argue with that. All right. Reward of the week. Hey, I forgot this the first time around we did this show. I got a super rarity for me. I got 1,000 hero points out of the vault. Nice.
So did I.
I hate you.
Sorry.
You got to steal my thunder. The one time I get something good.
That's what I was about to do when you torpedoed the show last time. No, I was about to steal your thunder by giving you that news, and then you torpedoed the show.
Oh,
you're like,
true.
I'm just going to take the ball. I'm taking my ball, and I'm going home. See you later. This podcast, delete.
F at Microsoft.
You're still a monster.
That's true.
But yeah, I got it. I'm glad that you got it, too, because that'll give you, you know, if you need to roster someone, if you want to open the...
I'm hoping to get this Luke Cage.
Oh, sure. If you get that Luke Cage, there you go. So you'll be ready for that. I love it. I was stoked. Even though I wasn't that low, I was down to like 700 hero points, and then
I think I'm at my all-time high ever. I have 2,415.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever had that many hero points.
That's crazy. Yeah, I have 3,445 at the moment, and I'm content. That's enough that I can... Yeah, that's enough that I can, when I go in the open a token zone, if they have that, hey, the daily deal for only 100 hero points, I'll be like, yeah, I'll push that button. Why not?
I'm not going to open it, but I'll get the token.
Oh, no, it opens it automatically.
And then I'll sell it for ISO.
They put in a fail-safe, just in case.
But then you'll just sell it for 250
like me.
ISO.
No, it might be something good.
Never start a land war in Asia. And everybody gets a Sicilian with death is on the line. I also got a Hulkbuster out of Hearts of Darkness.
Oh, see, there you go. I need that. I want that badly. I'm super jealous.
You should play some Hearts of Darkness.
I play lots of Hearts of Darkness. I would have had considerably more time to play this evening, but, you know, I had other plans. Sorry.
Yeah, getting really close to that Hulkbuster. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah, I'll earn the Hulkbuster, but I want to get it out of the vault as well. That would really...
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Nope.
Oh, you earned it. Yeah, sure. Yeah. I will definitely get that. I thought you got it out of the vault. I was super jealous. No. Jealousy diminishing. Let's open those tokens. Ray. But first, Craig.
Hey, it's time for the open legendary tokens brought to you by this guy. A shout out to our favorite sponsor, this guy. All right, who's first?
Let's get the...
Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know.
Third base?
Woo!
All right, I'm going to use 20 CP to unlock a Classic Legends token. It will be a 4-star... Ooh, Kate Bishop, yeah!
Ooh, nice.
There you go.
Ruthless Precision.
I hear you have enough hero points to roster her.
I don't think so. I'm going to find out now.
Oh, maybe.
I do not have a Kate Bishop yet. I will go ahead and recruit her. Now I do. All right, Craig, let me get my... Fill my lungs up with some nice booing air.
I think I'm going to open two tokens.
All right.
I got up to 200 CP, so might as well spend a few, right? So I'm going to click on this here picture of the Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4-star.
Yes.
It is a Slice and Dice Drax the Destroyer. I'll take a Cho at this point.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, he's better now.
Well, not yet, but he will be.
Soon.
Tomorrow. And I'm going to do another one. Oh, it's a 5-star.
I mean, oh, good.
Yeah, it's Iron Man. It's
back
blue.
In black.
Oh, sack. Right on.
Shadowy Acrobatics.
Oh, is that the good one? Is that the one that turns you invisible?
Shadowy. Sounds like it. I don't remember.
Yeah. I think that one turns you invisible.
Enemy strike tiles add 55% less damage when at least one enemy is stunned. Spider-Man becomes invisible.
Yep. Cool. Is that your first back black Spider-Man?
No, I now have him at a 1-1-2.
Ooh.
Wow. How is that possible?
I have no idea. Like...
My Drax is now 1-2-1.
See, that's more reasonable, but I'm just telling you, within the last three
months... I went months without getting 5-stars.
Oh, I never have it. You guys have so many 5-stars.
I've
never opened a 5-star token. You have, like, 20 5-stars now. And that's I don't think that's an exaggeration at all. That's probably low.
There aren't even 20 5-stars.
No, like 20 covers total.
Oh, probably more. Let me add.
Yeah.
I got 6 Iron Man. 7, 8, 14, 15, 16, 17.
All right. See, it was not that gross of an exaggeration.
They're all on Back in Black or Iron Man.
Oh, no. They're grouped together, so they're effective?
Yeah.
You poor man.
Everybody else has either 1 or 2.
Yeah.
So, all right, good Ray. Times.
Yeah. Are you done?
I'm sorry.
Is that all you're doing, Craig?
No, I'm done.
Okay. All right. Like I said, I have 3... Latest Legends. Let's hope for some yellow covers here. The first one is a 4-star, so that seems good.
That bodes well.
It is not what I need, however, it is a green Moon Knight, which is fantastic.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's there what you go. Need. You've been jonesing for some Moon Knights.
I'm very happy about that. Number 2 is also a 4-star.
Yes.
Nope, but it is a rock solid thing. I don't know if I can use that, but I think I can.
Oh, I don't think you can. I think you have his yellow at a 5.
That would be sad. I'm not sure.
Or Craig, you or Craig have his yellow at a 5, and I don't remember which one.
I do. I have him at 5-5-2.
Number 3 is also a chance. It is a 4-star. Ants.
Ants.
Now I have to see where my thing is, because I...
Don't forget to take a Randy Magnum.
All right, so, yeah, the thing is at 5-5-2, so I cannot use that yellow.
Oh, yours is the same as mine.
Sigh. However, Ant-Man looks to be usable if I can find him. It's one bad thing about the scroll bar. I'm sure I'm just passing him by. I have no idea where my Ant-Man is. But, yeah, that takes him to 4 ants. So he's at a 5-2-4. That's not bad. So, that means...
Don't do it.
Already there.
Oh.
Loading up the Goddess of Thunder.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that. I can champion her now.
Yeah, all right. Yes.
That makes me sad.
I know it does, and somehow it makes this even better.
I feel like you've won twice.
So I already had her at 200, level 250. Now that'll allow me to get her to level 270 with another 12,500 to promote her. Man, that's expensive. And I can put those levels in. Yay.
Yeah.
I don't even mind. I felt really good.
Yeah.
You going to save that token for next week?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm also going to level my Kamala Khan so that I can get that second cover and just keep leveling the Goddess of Thunder because she's awesome.
Yeah, well, she is pretty awesome.
Hey, that got me 2 command points.
They add up.
So there you go. I didn't get what I needed, but I got what I needed.
Yeah. How big is everyone's roster now? Ian's got like 7 characters. Ray, how many you got?
I currently have 96.
How many do you have? You have 100, don't you?
I'm at 101.
101? Who tipped you over?
It's a good question.
I remember getting a text message.
I think it was when I got Wasp out of the simulator from last season.
Oh, okay.
I now have 7 champion 4-stars and 7 5-stars.
I have 87 total characters.
So many champion 4-stars.
Right. Don't you have a lot of champion 4-stars?
I got 4.
Okay.
87, yeah, is that what you said?
87 total characters,
man, that's
yes.
Way more than I thought you had.
Yeah, I have.
Apparently they're all 1 and 2-star characters.
No, I don't have any of those.
But why won't you? Oh, you just don't champion anyone, right?
Right. I have all of, I have all the 3-stars. I have a majority of the 4-stars.
Would you just champion Punisher for love of Pete?
No, why would I do that?
Because it's nothing but good.
It's all bad. It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Yeah, I'm missing, and now that I have Kate Bishop, I'm even closer. I forget who I'm missing in the 4-star world, but, you know, it's only a couple.
Yeah, you got Peggy?
I have Peggy.
You got Moon Knight?
No, who's someone who's new? I don't have Spider-Girl.
Oh,
Spider-Woman, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh.
Spider-Woman is missing. I have Wasp, I have Peggy, I have Moon Knight, I have Kate Bishop now.
Yeah, I do not have a Spider-Woman either.
But yeah, I'm good on those. Like I said, I finally have all the 3-stars. They're all fully covered. Half of them are championed. And I really am, it's a race to see which 4-star I can get to the top. But Hulkbuster's pulled into a commanding lead.
And we'll continue if...
Yeah, if things go well tomorrow.
Yeah. Okie doke.
Cool.
All right, Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
It is the soon-to-be-named podcast network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. There is a variety of pop culture themed shows that you can choose from, each one more delightful than the last. You can check us out at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. For a full list of shows, please check out our homepage at puzzlewarriors3.com and direct links to all of the shows.
All right, I want to thank everybody for joining us this week. Sorry for all the debacles.
Yeah.
Hopefully Ray is an editing genius, so it will all be amazing. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Dave.
Hopefully this isn't the worst show ever. But
the interview will save us.
Yeah. Absolutely. The interview will totally bring this out of the quagmire that it became.
So real quick.
Go.
Wanted to give a shout out to Severed81. He was going to be our guest today and got preempted by Demiurge. Sorry about that. We ran out of time. But we will attempt to have him on very shortly.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com, on your favorite medium is where you get podcasts. Wherever you found this copy, go there again. If you send us any comments on our website, via Discuss, through the email, through the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, any of these ways, we will get it. If you need more, you can join our Discord channel. That's a thing. Join that. You can chat at us in there. I try to check that every few days. If you want to throw us a bone, check out the Amazon banner. Click on that. Buy something. We get a small percentage back. Or become one of our super awesome patrons of the show, where you can pledge money per product that you receive. I think that's all we got. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, I know you deceived me. Now here's a surprise. Good night.
Bye, friends.
I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes.